This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Bexar County is ramping up to conduct jury selections via Zoom remote video conference. This is something that is a new thing under the new reality that we have with COVID-19. And to explain how this is going to work, we're joined by Judge Antonia Arteaga, the Bexar County 57th Civil District Court Judge. And Judge, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful day.
It is. So tell me, how are things been? How is this going to work? If I get a summons in the mail, is that what's happening? And then I will be going online?
Exactly. We dropped jury summonses on Friday. We've already had several online responses. It was pretty exciting to get that very first one. And they respond online to avoid the mail and to get quicker responses, which is necessary for our trial date, August 19th.
So this is for civil trials, right?
Correct.
Explain what that is.
Well, as opposed to a criminal trial, on the civil side, we have the burden of proof is different. Everything else is pretty much the same. Ordinarily, we use 12 jurors. On the burden of proof is different on the civil side, and we deal with everything that is not criminal, but some things that border on criminal, such as protective orders. Ordinarily in trials, either it's family law case or civil disputes, contract disputes, personal injury cases, things of that matter.
Now, I know that when you lose a case, people like to appeal and they look for anything that they can point out as being unfair. Is this something that could fall under that category?
Well, people can appeal anytime, certainly, but we're trying to focus this trial on preparing with agreements of the attorneys who are involved. That is, for the first jury trial, we want the attorneys both to agree that they will use half the number of jurors so that we can learn good points from this trial, so it'll be six jurors. We're also asking the attorneys to agree on other things, such as the exhibits that are to be admitted, the time for voir dire, the time for opening and closing statements. That's why we are going to select two quality attorneys who represent San Antonio well, and hopefully who work well together, at least on the rules procedurally.
Now, if I get a jury summons in the mail, tells me you've been selected to become part of this, what's the first thing I have to deal with?
The very first thing, and we put it at least four different places on that one sheet of paper, is to log in to www.bexar.org, and it'll direct you into a online questionnaire. And it's all the same things that you ordinarily would fill out: your address, your marital status, how many children you have, all the same regular statutorily mandated questions. On top of that, with the help of BCIT, Bexar County in the Information Technology Department, we have added COVID questions. So we don't anticipate anyone coming to the courthouse. We're trying to make this as safe as possible. But we do ask questions regarding COVID. We do ask questions about your technology abilities. Do you have an iPad? Do you have a desktop? Do you have a phone with a camera? Do you have internet capability? Because those are vital parts to the jury system, and we want to be sure no citizen gets left out. And so if we need to assist them with that technology, then we'll already be ready for that based on the questionnaire that they fill out online.
Now, what's the commitment that you want from someone who will be selected to be in a jury online? I imagine you want their full and undivided attention.
Absolutely. We will cover that with them, but we need their undivided attention. We need to be sure they can be able to be in a place where they can focus, be sure that they are open to using technology, be sure that they have internet access, be sure that they don't take calls in the middle of jury duty, and be sure that they have a desire to serve. That's something that will never change. And what we need right now is more help from our community to keep the wheels of justice rolling.
When I've been through some Zoom meetings, and people are doing lots of things at once. I mean, they're going through the drive-thru to pick up food, or they're taking care of the kids, they're cooking dinner, and you're telling people you can't do any of those things when you're doing this.
Well, like I said, our goal in doing this is to keep the citizens of Bexar County safe, so we're doing it virtually. In the same focus, we want to be sure you're not driving while you're Zooming, no Zooming while driving. But the other thing is, we can understand if someone needs to take a break for whatever reason, but we do need them to be focused, because this is someone's life on the line. There is someone out there who have been waiting for these six jurors for a very long time. This is their day in court. So, yes, we need them to be focused.
And if this works out, will it go into criminal cases?
When it works out on the civil side, I know that we will be using it as often as possible. Now the Texas Supreme Court and the Office of Court Administration has approved it for us, so we foresee continuing this after September 1st. The criminal courts are not part of my domain, so that's a question better asked of Judge Ron Rankel, who's been incredibly supportive, but I know that he's looking very closely at our model to see if it could be replicated on the criminal side.
When you're a juror, there are many times where there's things happening in a courtroom that you don't want the jury to participate in. You have to bring them out and into the courtroom certain times. I guess, will there be times where you just put everyone who's on the Zoom, you pause them or block them out, and you guys do your stuff with the attorneys, and then you bring them back in? And there's it could be more ideal, actually, in Zoom to do that.
I think there's pros and cons with any jury trial, and certainly one of the cons for our jurors is when they're waiting down the hallway while we're taking care of some important court business. Here, we can put them in the jury room, but the jury room is otherwise known on Zoom as the breakout room. And so we can put them in there, and our bailiff will still be in charge of that break room and monitoring that everyone is in there. If they want to take a break, they can take a break. They'll just be able to go to their own private restroom, go and get their own snack. If they need to go out and check on the mail in our 15-minute break, so be it. Whatever they want to do when we are on break, as long as they are still punctual and return on time, they can do without paying the fee, without making the drive, and most importantly, without the risk of getting sick and exposing themselves while still serving, except serving out of the comfort of their own home.
If a person does not have internet access, does that mean that they are not going to be able to participate?
Absolutely not. We actually, that was a big concern for our jury trial committee, consists of myself and five other judges. And so we have taken steps to secure devices from two different avenues, Bibliotech, who has secured iPads for us and internet devices, and also the Office of Court Administration through a grant will be providing us with several iPads if we need them as well, to be sure everybody who is qualified, everybody who wants to, and everyone who is selected has the ability to serve.
Judge Antonia Arteaga, thank you so much for joining us with the Bexar County 57th Civil District Court, giving us an update on jury duty through Zoom. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.